Radio 680 WCBM.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. All About Real Estate is sponsored by Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. It's time now for All About Real Estate on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Now, here's your host, Margaret Rome.
Good afternoon from Baltimore. This is Margaret Rome. This is All About Real Estate. If you'd like to talk to us right now, any concerns, questions about real estate, want to make a comment, had a really great transaction, had a good real estate agent, give us a call right now, 410-922-6680. I have a really cute new listing on the market. It's, I think, a little bit unusual in that it is a rancher. It's all on one level. It does have a basement. It has high cathedral ceilings. It's got three bedrooms. It's got 2.5 baths. It's really got everything you need right where you want it. Eat-in kitchen connects easily to the living space. The lower level offers an extra additional room, a half bath, access to the backyard, and it's situated on a level lot, and it's in the Willow Glen subdivision of Baltimore County, which is 21208. This is a solid brick home, gas heat, a generator, central air, a detached garage. So whether you're looking for one level living or a home that you can grow in, this might be the opportunity to make it your own in a very convenient county location. Peace of mind, breathing room. It is a great, great buy. Needs some TLC. If anybody's interested in a rancher, three bedrooms, finished basement, 2.5 bathrooms, garage, give me a call. This might be a good opportunity for you to do some sweat equity and get a wonderful brick rancher in the 21208. Interested? Please give me a call. Not on the market yet. It is coming soon, and I'd like to share more about it. Somebody said to me, why don't homes go to settlement? We see houses that have been under contract. We see too late signs, and then we see them back on the market. And there are many reasons. I remember when I first started in real estate, the owner of the company, some of you seasoned people out there may remember this name, Bill Flynn. He was one of the owners of O'Connor Piper and Flynn. He spoke to us in what we called a fast start class for beginning students. And one of the things he said that stuck with me, and I thought he was so very wrong, he said, if you're not having 20% fall throughs, you're not working hard enough. And I always thought that just couldn't be right. Who could imagine that 20% of what you were doing wouldn't make it to the closing table? Well, over the years, I've seen it. And some of the reasons that homes don't close is maybe it is the financing. There's so many reasons. Maybe it's the appraisals. Maybe it's something with the inspections. Maybe there's something wrong in the contract itself. Sometimes what stops a sale, though, doesn't really have anything to do with the house at all. It has to do with the people that are involved with. I remember one home inspection. Not only the buyers were present, but both mothers came along. Now, this is a couple. Both of their mothers were there. So if you got two mothers, you know what that means. You have two mother-in-laws. You're not just dealing with the buyers then. You are dealing with the emotions of it. So when two moms show up for the inspection, you're in trouble. What began as a routine inspection, it slowly turned into something else. Each one of the mothers, with the best of intentions, I think, ask questions. They raise concern. They imagine future problems. They ask the what ifs. Individually, their questions may have been reasonable. Together, they created so much doubt where there had been total confidence for this young couple who finally found a home that they absolutely loved, right location, everything they needed. And the buyers, again, who'd been so excited, so certain, became quiet. They became uncertain. The house had not changed. The inspection had not revealed anything unusual, but the emotional temperature in the room had shifted big time. Buying a home is both a financial and an emotional decision. When you wind up with too many voices in the process, especially voices that are tied to emotions and love, and they think protection, the focus can move away from the facts and toward fears. Mothers absolutely want to protect their children. Relatives want to protect their children. Many people think because they have lived in a house that they are an expert on buying a house. So this instinct that the mothers have is powerful, sometimes admirable, but sometimes that that protection introduces hesitation that was not there before. I've seen solid homes, fairly priced, well-maintained, lose their buyers, not because of defects, but because confidence was replaced by doubt. This is just one of the many reasons that contracts fall through. And it's rarely about one great big dramatic moment. More often, it's the gradual accumulation of uncertainty. The home doesn't fail to close because of the brick and sticks. It fails to close because of raw emotions, timing, human nature, understanding that it is as important as understanding the contract itself. So you may understand that contract. You can explain it from page 1 to page 50. You know everything in it. You've explained it. You get an outside person, a mother, mother-in-law in there, and they start pointing to, well, what if, what if, what if? And it just, it's like enough is not enough. My suggestion out there, guys, please don't bring family to home inspections. Don't bring anybody other than the actual buyers who are coming, who should be buying the house, coming to an inspection. Only time I'd say that was different is if the buyers themselves are out of town and they have a proxy in there for their home inspection. Again, it's not meant for a home inspection, for a family reunion. It's not meant as a time to show your friends and your relatives the house. This should be a really serious time where you can pay close attention to the inspector. The inspector is working for you. They want to show you not so much what's wrong with the house, which they will, but also different ways of taking care of the house. They may point out things like your furnace filter. They may write down what size furnace filter. They will point out where the main water shut off is there. Many things that you just need to know when owning a house. But then occasionally you get that third person in and you start buying and selling homes, what I call you're buying and selling homes by committee. You've already decided that you want this house. The two of you think it's perfect. You've looked for years and years. But then what happens? You start sharing it with other people, whether they're relatives, best friends. And as I say, they start putting doubt in your mind. Are you sure you want this location? Is this the right school system? I thought you wanted 5 bedrooms, and this one only has 4 bedrooms. All kinds of things that happen when you say, we love this house, slowly turns into you questioning, well, what do you think about this house? And then when there is a little bit of a negotiating going on, maybe there is a some kind of a structural problem, and you've got a really kind, good seller, you tell the seller what's going on, and the seller looks at it, brings his own contractor in, and says, okay, this is what the contractor says. This is the cost of it. You're welcome to use this contractor or choose your own. We'll give you the monies at settlement. And then you get somebody who in the family hears it, wow, that's really generous of the seller. Why don't we ask for more? And it starts. Well, we want you to lower the price as well as do that. And again, they put this doubt in that they're making a mistake. And I've seen it where they've gone so far and they've pushed the seller so far, even though in the beginning the buyers thought the seller was very generous, and they were very generous. Maybe we could get more out of them. And they do that until the last time they say, well, we want this. And finally the seller says, I've had enough. We're releasing you from the contract. So be careful when you are negotiating. Be careful about bluffing. You never know when you might lose a house. You never know when the other agent has a backup contract. They don't have to tell you that they do. And you miss a deadline, you could lose that property. So make sure you've got an agent that's on the ball, that is listening, that is aware of all your dates. Again, dates are very, very important. Our contract says time is of the essence. That doesn't mean somewhere around that date. It's on or before a specific date for closing. Each of the inspections have a different time, amount of days to respond, then to answer. All of these dates should be written in stone. If they need to be changed, they're done by addenda. Anybody who has any questions about buying a house, selling a house, if you've had a house that has fallen through, whether you're a seller or whether you're a buyer, if you've had a regret, I've had people come back and said, we made such a mistake. That was the perfect house for us. Why did we let our relatives talk us out of it? So think about that. Any questions, give us a call. You can reach us right now, 410-922-6680, and we're going to step out for a break.
You're listening because you're either in the market to buy a home that's just right for you, or perhaps you'd like to sell your home. You might even be a real estate agent yourself looking for some pointers. Welcome, and please allow the owner of Home Rome Realty, Margaret Rome, to work directly with you and have your real estate transaction be highly pleasant and a positive life-changing experience. This former head nurse, ceramic artist, and talk show host has over 20 years' experience helping buyers and sellers make their real estate dreams come true. Margaret instinctively walks you through every step of the process without stress and has the entire buying or selling experience flow as smooth as possible. Margaret's also an author. Her book, Real Estate the Rome Way, made Trulia's top 10 list of real estate book publications. That alone speaks volumes. So if you're selling your home or looking to purchase the right home for you, Margaret Rome lives real estate and has proudly built a solid reputation for helping people buy or sell both typical and highly unique properties, all the while remaining one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. You're listening to Margaret's weekly live call-in program, All About Real Estate, airing every Sunday at 12 noon here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Feel free to view all of Margaret's property listings at homerome.com. That's HOMERROME.com. Or call her cell phone at 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400.
Active Rain is all about real estate. Active Rain is the largest online social media group related to the real estate profession. It offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep its members updated with industry trends. Our platform provides a space for realtors to write blogs, exchange experiences, and discuss all topics related to buying and selling your home. By connecting like-minded individuals passionate about real estate, Active Rain offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep our members informed and up to date with industry trends. Active Rain is a community of real estate professionals who freely share their knowledge and expertise. Members can refer buyers or sellers to trusted real estate professionals nationwide. Members meet via Zoom weekly to discuss, brainstorm, problem solve, and share current topics. This radio show, All About Real Estate, also features Active Rain members sharing their real estate experiences, providing valuable insights and information. Active Rain is the best online resource for real estate professionals nationwide to exchange the latest news and updates in the industry. Go ahead and ask, is your realtor a member of Active Rain? For information on how to join Active Rain, call or email Margaret Rome, 410-530-2400 or mrome@homerome.com.
Hey, it's Sean Casey. Listen up. If you're shopping for home appliances, you've got to check out Town Appliance on Reisterstown Road, Owings Mills. We're talking Whirlpool, Jennair, KitchenAid, Maytag, more than 70 top brands under one roof. The showroom, stunning. I walked in and my jaw dropped. And when you meet with Mayor or Mayor, you'll see they're super knowledgeable and make the whole process so easy. Open Monday through Thursday, 10 to 6, Friday, 10 to 1, and Sunday, 12 to 4, closed Saturdays. Visit townappliance.com, but trust me, go see the showroom in person. Town Appliance, your headquarters for home appliances.
It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com. And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back, Margaret Rome. If you want to reach me after the show, or if you want to text me during the show to ask a question, 410-530-2400. Again, that's 410-530-2400. If you've got a question, I can answer it that way. I know some of you are very shy, but you're not shy to call me after the show. I love that, but I wish you would call with these questions on the show. Another question that I just got, kind of tough, why is a house on the market that long? And everybody assumes the only reason a house is on the market for so long is because of the price. I'm not concerned about the days on the market when I consider the homes that I take on. I take on very individualized homes, unique homes, maybe hard to sell homes. And these homes are not for everybody. So when someone says, how long has it been on the market for one of these homes, unless it is the price, I mean, there are people who put their home on the market. It's just like every other home in the neighborhood. It's been on the market a long time, but their price is $50,000 more than another house. there's a different story, okay? But when we're talking about unique homes, hard-to-sell homes, the wonderful, fun homes that I take on, when somebody says, why has a house been on the market so long? And I say, the right buyer has yet to see it. And sometimes when they say how many days it's been on the market, and sometimes I'll just say just a little longer than forever. And I sometimes, most people understand when I start to tell them about the uniqueness of the property. Some want to still kind of fight you on a little bit and said, oh, the only reason a home's on the market for that long is because of the price. A lot of people believe that because they believe you take a house, especially if it's one in a development where they're all pretty much the same, you do your comps, you make your price a little bit lower than the last one that sold, and you get it sold quickly. That doesn't happen when you've got a really, really unique property that deserves the price and the sellers are not in a hurry. Now, again, if you need to sell a home really, really fast, only one way to do it, and that's with the price. So think about that. If you're desperate, maybe it's an estate sale, maybe you've already bought another house. To do it really, really quick, unless you get pretty darn lucky, it's going to be with the price. If anyone has a question or a comment about that, I would really like to talk to you about it. And just remember that I have buyers that have been looking for homes for 2 and 3 years. Some of them because they can't make a decision. As I say, maybe it's analysis paralysis. But other times, really special people are looking for that unique home, but it's got to be in a certain location. It's got to be a certain style. It's got to be in a certain condition. And those homes don't come up very often. So we advertise for them. We wait for them. We go to see everything. And some of these houses are almost right, but not quite. So if you've got buyers that are looking that long for very specific house, you also are going to have unique homes that aren't going to sell that quickly unless you get really, really lucky. I love the houses that are not the cookie cutter houses, that are not development houses. And if you're interested in selling a house, if you want to just talk about it, give me a call. Same thing with agents. When you call to make an appointment, it's really nice when you can talk to the real estate agent and you can ask that agent, why has it been on the market so long? What's wrong with it? Have you had any offers? Has it had a home inspection? And if there are things, maybe there was a home inspection, maybe the house was under contract, maybe there was buyer's remorse and it didn't go to settlement. Maybe it was like the one I told you before with the mother-in-laws that talked the kids out of it. There is always a story. And for those of you who are buying homes, those of you who've been out there for a while, think about taking another look at those homes that have been on the market for a while, that maybe were under contract and fell through. And what you do is pick up the phone, talk to the listing agent, find out what it is that kept it from going to settlement. Sometimes you may find something major. Maybe there's a flood in the basement. Maybe there's, you know, beams, there's termite damage so bad that, you know, it's going to cost thousands and thousands of dollars. Maybe the roof needs replacing and nobody wants to do that. Okay, so maybe the buyer who is looking for one of those houses can say, let's figure out what it would cost to put that roof on this house if everything else is okay. Don't dismiss homes because they've been on the market too long. Don't dismiss homes because they've been under contract and they've fallen through. That's what a good real estate agent does. They go back and they find out what happened. Why did it not go through? And sometimes we have a home that maybe falls through because of some type of a defect that we didn't know about. And it could be the right home for maybe somebody who wants to put their time and energy in the home, get the home at a reduced price, and have a really terrific place for their family. Again, as many homes as there are out there, there are that many buyers, there are that many kinds of sellers, there are that many kinds of properties, and there are that many kinds of real estate agents. So it's not like you see on HGTV where you look at three houses and say, okay, which one's the best, one, two, or three, and then you go back and you buy that, and then you do the rehab on it, and that takes a week, even though the granite countertop comes in broken. It's amazing how they get it in within 5 minutes. In the real life, you crack up one of those countertops, you're not going to get the exact one probably in within the week or 2 weeks or maybe even not those months. So things happen, and you don't get into a house and remodel a house just because you've seen it on television. Any questions about that? Let's talk about it. In the past, I have taken homes that have actually been on the market with several different real estate agents over a period of years until it finally sold because we found the right buyer. And finding the right buyer is not just about putting it in the multiple list and putting a sign in the ground and praying. I call the three P's. There's a lot more that goes on to get these very specific homes sold. Who to reach out to. You've heard me mention the Active Rain group, which is all over the country. I have sold properties because someone in another state has heard about one of the properties that I have. They've got a buyer that's moving to town, and we wind up making that deal happen. The agent that refers that deal makes a little bit, and it's a really good makes wonderful friends. Agents, I think the biggest compliment an agent can get is when you give them a referral, that you care enough about the person who you want to get help. You care enough about them that you choose an agent that you know is going to take care of them. And as I say, that is probably one of the biggest things that you can do if you want to make your agent happy, is give them somebody that you absolutely love, knowing that they're going to take care of them. Tell you about a couple more houses we've got. We've got a little beautiful stone cottage that is probably the most immaculate, the most well cared for, the most updated with the finest of materials that I've ever seen. This is a stone cottage in Cheswold. It has two bedrooms. It has one bathroom. It has the original hardwood floors, which are immaculate. You cannot find a squeak. It has a big, luxurious stone fireplace. It's got higher ceilings. It has a full attic that can be used for a studio or bedrooms. It's got a full lower level. It is, again, probably the most perfect little house I have had in my career. The workmanship on it, the stonework, the cut stones that came from the quarry that are used in the landscaping, the metal roof. The home has the appliances, the heat, the air condition are actually set up that would handle a home twice the size. So if you wanted to make an addition to the property, you can do it and not have to upgrade your heat and your air conditioning. There's enough there. So if you're looking for a very immaculate, beautifully cared for, authentic home that's 80 years old, that's stone, that's in the Cheswold area, give me a call. I'd like to take you, I'd like to share more about it. And maybe, just maybe, this could be the right home for you. Maybe if you're two people, maybe a young couple with a child, maybe a single person, maybe roommates. There's so many things that are so special about this house. So give me a call. You can reach me after the show, 410-530-2400.
Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Rome Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com. Read her daily blog or call 410-530-2400.
This is Rob Carson. I am fired up for June 11th when we take the Gettysburg Battlefield Bus Tour. We leave WCBM at 8 in the morning, and our first stop is the Gettysburg Visitor Center and Museum. It's a perfect way to understand the history before we head out onto the battlefield itself. We enjoy lunch at the Dobbin House, and we take a full guided tour of the battlefields with a licensed expert. Seats are limited, so lock yours in now at WCBM.com at Gettysburg with WCBM.
Gettysburg Battlefield Bus Tour is presented by the Smile Design Center.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Massive tax increases, skyrocketing utility bills, criminal illegals roaming free in the state. It must stop now. Go to WCBM.com and sign our state petition. Send a message to our elected leaders that they need to listen to voters and stop the tyranny of one-party rule. Go to WCBM.com and send an SOS for a real change.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com. And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back, All About Real Estate. I want to tell you something to be aware of. This has been going on for a long time, but it's still happening. Don't like to even talk about it because you don't want to give people an idea, but there are times when a home is on the market and it's vacant that there is somebody who will call you and say, I understand this house is for rent because they saw it online somewhere. It's for rent. It's a nice house. It is in the really good location. It's in great condition. And they call and they talk to the person, and the person explains that they always have a story. Usually it's about someone having an illness, that they have to go out of town or out of the country for treatment, and they're looking for somebody really nice and kind and somebody who will take care of their home. So they make them fill out extensive information. They get extensive information, Social Security, everything from them. And they say, okay, you pass. We will let you do this. I just send us the first month's rent. And when you do, we'll send you the key. Well, those people that I'm talking about, they don't have the right to rent that house. It's a scam. I've had this several times. I've spoken to quite a few real estate agents, and they've had it. I've seen it go. We've caught most of them before it gets too far. But I remember a story many years ago where a family called about a house that was perfect for them and their kids. They sent the money. They got the key. They they gave up their lease. They put everything in a moving truck. They went to the house. They tried the key. And, of course, the key did not fit. They couldn't find anybody. They couldn't get to that person because that person was long gone. One of the things that they're doing is when you have a home listed and the scammer finds that listing, and usually it's a vacant one. They find that listing and they put an ad in an off-brand paper about, we've got a rental, and they make you feel like you're doing them a favor. Always, 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 if you're thinking about renting and you see an online advertisement for rental, go drive by the house, look it up in the multiple list, Google it. If it's listed with a real estate agent, call that real estate agent and ask them if the home is really for rent. And that's how we find out. But when you get caught, when you get involved with this kind of thing, the people are not calling the real estate agents because the scammers have something that they tell them right up front. Don't call the real estate agent. We have a bad relation. We want to get this rented and the agent doesn't. So they kind of badmouth the agent so that they will not call the people. So I'm saying be careful. If you have a home that's vacant, please make sure somebody is checking that home every day. Make sure that nobody winds up going in without your knowledge. And talk to the real estate agent. Again, if you have a real estate agent, have them check out the property. Is it really for rent? And that will save a tremendous, tremendous amount of heartache. I remember that family that I was mentioning to you wound up totally, totally out of they had no place to live. They'd given up their place. They had all their things on the moving truck. And it was the week of Christmas of all times. It was heartbreaking. And really nothing they could do about it. They'd lost the money. They'd lost the house. They lost what they thought they were renting, a couple of kids. So I want you guys to really think about it when you hear about something, whether it's in real estate, whether anything that just sounds too good to be true, maybe it is. And one of the reasons that we don't hear more about it is because when this happens, when the people are taken, the people are embarrassed. How could I have let that happen? Being embarrassed, they don't want to share it with anybody. And that's why it's allowed to continue. Anybody have a story, want to share that with me? I'd like to hear. You are listening to All About Real Estate. You can reach me after the show at 410-530-2400.
You're listening because you're either in the market to buy a home that's just right for you, or perhaps you'd like to sell your home. You might even be a real estate agent yourself, looking for some pointers. Welcome, and please allow the owner of Home Rome Realty, Margaret Rome, to work directly with you and have your real estate transaction be highly pleasant and a positive, life-changing experience. This former head nurse, ceramic artist, and talk show host has over 20 years' experience helping buyers and sellers make their real estate dreams come true. Margaret instinctively walks you through every step of the process without stress and has the entire buying or selling experience flow as smooth as possible. Margaret's also an author. Her book, Real Estate the Rome Way, made Trulia's top 10 list of real estate book publications. That alone speaks volumes. So if you're selling your home or looking to purchase the right home for you, Margaret Rome lives real estate and has proudly built a solid reputation for helping people buy or sell both typical and highly unique properties, all the while remaining one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. You're listening to Margaret's weekly live call-in program, All About Real Estate, airing every Sunday at 12 noon here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Feel free to view all of Margaret's property listings at homerome.com. That's HOMERome.com. Or call her cell phone at 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400.
It's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance and Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands, like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big box chaos and take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com. Powered by family, trusted by yours.
Time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com. And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. You're listening to All About Real Estate. If you've got a question, call me after the show, 410-530-2400. Tell you about a few properties that I have. I have a twin rancher in the Parkville area. It's in Hallmark Manor. It's not that far from Franklin Square. It is at 8602 David Avenue. It's in the Hallmark Manor neighborhood. It is a twin rancher, as I mentioned. It has three bedrooms. It has buddy baths, which we've talked about before. Call me and I'll explain it to you. It does have a basement. It does have a driveway. It does have a wonderful driveway that goes into the kitchen. It is ready to move into. It's been painted. It has a fenced backyard. It has a nice front yard, and it's really just a nice home for someone who needs a property that is all one level, but yet needs the area, more area to store, to have a play area, to have hobby area, but they still can live totally on that first level. The others I wanted to tell you about, I have a home in the 7 Mile Lane area. It is a large four-bedroom colonial, 2.5 baths, on a level lot next to the Pikesville Junior High School. It is 3 finished levels. It needs some TLC, wonderful neighborhood. It's very difficult to find a home in this specific area. If you're thinking about a home that is 4 or 5 bedrooms, if you're thinking about a home that you would like to enlarge, if you drive around the neighborhood, you will find that there are homes in this neighborhood that have been torn down and McMansions have been put up. So the area will be able to handle the price. This one could be added on to. You could do a rear two-story addition. You could add a side addition. You could add a two-car garage. You could add more bedrooms above that. Again, the property is 7617 7 Mile Lane. If you're interested, give me a call. If you've got a real estate agent, have them give me a call. And as I said, just because a home has been on the market for a long time, you might want to check out why. So that's the 7 Mile home. The others that I have, and I'm saying this is really a good time to buy a condo, to buy a co-op. They are plenty on the market right now. You can get a good bargain right now. You can find a home that's in really move-in condition. You can find some that need a little bit of work. Maybe you get that price a little less. I have a 3-bedroom, 2-bath unit. I've got a studio unit. If you're interested in thinking about, especially in the winter, to be able to live in a high rise in a co-op, not have to worry about the snow and the roof and the shoveling. You could have your groceries delivered. You've got an elevator. You've got front door people. You've got a party room. You've got even a room if you wanted to have an extra refrigerator or freezer. They've got a room there that can be used for it. Plus, what I say, they have hot and cold running amenities. People very, very helpful. Front door personnel help you with parking, taking your packages. You have a desk person there 24/7. It's really like living in a luxury hotel. Interested in a co-op? I have several of them on the market, and we have all sizes, all floors. Give me a call, and I'll be happy to share more of them with you. What else do I have? I think I need some properties. I can use a large, very large Stevenson rancher with or without a basement. Would like a 2-car garage. Would like it to be in pretty darn good move-in condition. If you have a home almost anywhere right now, it seems like everybody is asking for ranchers. They're thinking about aging in place. They're tired of going up and down the steps. They're tired of when they forget something, it's upstairs. They get in the car, they come back in, they're going to run up the stairs to get it again. Ranchers are in demand right now. So if you have any ranchers that you're thinking about selling, give me a call. Give your real estate agent a call. I do have people that are waiting for them, and I'd like to share some of them with you. Again, I could also use a large large colonial with at least a 2, maybe 3-car garage. Would like to have that in the Baltimore County area. If you've got a large house in good condition with a large garage, move-in condition, give me a call. I've got buyers now, and that's what they are looking for. Any other properties or you want to talk about it, you can reach me after the show at 410-530-2400. And we will see you next week for another All About Real Estate. Have a great week.
For Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.